Well, thank you, Chairwoman Evans, and it's so great to be here today to be part of this unbelievable celebration on behalf of the Spokane tribe. It is such a great honor. Haishka, I thank you already. I also want to thank the unbelievable youth drummers, because there is nothing like drumming to get us all in beat and to feel the spirit of this occasion. And it also symbolizes that your traditions are continuing. And it's so important that they were here on this historic day. I too want to thank the tribal elders, all the past tribal chairmen who we have worked with over the years, and to the many other elders who are here and who have already spoken, because I guarantee you they've already stolen the show with their honesty and their framing of what has been a great tribal injustice that now has been corrected. I also want to thank the Stevens County Commissioner, Don Dashill, and Rob Coffin from Lincoln County for being here, and to be here with Rob Colton from Senator Murray's office. If you'd stand for a second, would you just stand and say hi to everybody since he... Senator Murray, before I got to Congress, actually had been the first champion of the Spokane Equitable Compensation Bill, and then when I got to Congress, took over on the Senate Indian Affairs Committee, started working with the tribe and many others to help fight for what is equitable compensation for the Spokane tribe. And I want to thank Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers, who you're going to hear from in a little bit, for pushing this bill in the House of Representatives. It has been a great partnership, and I want to thank her for her hard work, and I'm so glad to be celebrating with you today. Now, I have to admit, Chairwoman Evans, there's many times in this battle that I think I was more frustrated than even you. And I want to thank you for your calm and quiet and respectful perseverance at a time when I guarantee you we had all been frustrated. And Chairwoman Evans never gave up. She never took a no for an answer. She was persistent. And even when I would get upset, because I guarantee you, we had to fight the Department of Justice, we had to fight the Department of Interior, we had to fight staffers, we had to fight members, we had to fight ignorance. But because of the Spokane tribe's leadership, justice has finally prevailed. And this Compensation Act isn't every single thing that we wanted, and certainly isn't being delivered when we wanted it. But I would just like to thank the tribal elders for their perseverance. So much of what's happened in Indian country isn't just and equitable. And certainly there are many tribes throughout the United States that have not gotten recognition, had to persist when records were not there to tell the story. The consequence is, then you have to go convince 535 people in the United States Congress to understand what injustice was done and how to correct it. And so that is not a reason for us to have taken so long, but it is to say thank you to Vi and to Miriam and to the other elders for hanging on to this history, being truth tellers, and making today a reality. Thank you. Thank you very much. It seems like such a long time ago. Vi, I can't even believe you're here. It's 80 years.
95.
80 years ago, though, and the fact that you were here when work began on the Grand Coulee Dam, and the fact that 2,500 acres of your reservation was taken without the compensation. Now, just to be clear, there was a little compensation at that time, something like $4,700, that made no sense whatsoever, and certainly wasn't a measurable indication of what the Spokane tribe had given up. Many of you already have articulated that. The land, the salmon, the access, the resource, the culture, the burial grounds, so many things that were so important. And so I just so appreciate the fact that you were willing to fight for so long and to say, I'm sorry it's taken so long. I really am. The notion that so many people didn't quite understand, or I should say over this period of time, I think we passed the bill twice out of the Senate and a couple of times out of the House, but never at the same time out of the House or the Senate in the same year. And even this year, last year, as we fought to get this bill passed. New members of Congress, I remember talking to a United States Senator who held up the bill from passing out of the United States Senate. He was a brand new member of the United States Senate, and he didn't understand it, and he wasn't going to let the bill go. I can tell you, I spent hours and hours and hours with him. Now, I don't know if that was a true objection or he just didn't understand it, but I'm saying that you have overcome great obstacles to make today happen. This is a compensation act that will help the Spokane tribe grow in the future, and it recognizes the loss of that culture, those fishing grounds, those important economic contributors to the Spokane tribe. The Bonneville Power Administration will make compensation on an ongoing basis in perpetuity, which I think will give the tribe some basis for future economic help and support. Don't know about the car buy, but anyway. I do think that the Spokane will be playing a big role in our community. So to be here at this Antoine Pavilion today, to see the elders, to see the youth, you know that the Spokane tribe, known as the Children of the Sun, that the sun is really shining on the Spokane Reservation today. Now we would